This is Wade Matthew with the Chief Organizer Report on new school methods for old school tricks for disappearing people. In the age of big data, we are led to believe that eyes are everywhere on all of us. All is known by the all-knowing. NSA is up our nose. It goes on and on. Yet, somehow we're losing people. We lost more than 400,000 people on certifications under the Affordable Care Act. That was four times the number we lost last year. Ostensibly, these are re-verifications of citizenship status, but of course, the fine print indicates that people only had 10 days to reply, and trust me on this, many found the forms and requests mystifying. And so it is more likely that people simply dropped through the crack. One immigration health expert essentially said, really? Who in their right mind would have risked being deported by filing for health insurance? Duh. You know who else is disappearing? The elderly, it turns out. A group called Help Age International says old people are slipping through the cracks by the millions. In fact, they put out an annual Global Age Watch Index and report that almost half the countries in the world, 93 of them, have zero data to offer on their elderly. Worst, unsurprisingly, many of these are the poorest countries in the world where many of us would like to have some information, including the United Nations, which has made raising living standards a huge priority over the next 15 years. In a Times article, they mentioned of 54 countries in Africa, there was enough data available to include only 11 in the index. Even for the data available, of course, there's bad news in that the gap in life expectancy at age 60 between the countries at the top and bottom has increased to 7.3 years compared to 5.7 years in 1990. Talk about aging out. Once you get long in the tooth, you turn your flat out just disappear, it turns out. Who knew that was so easily accomplished in the age of big data? Speaking about being invisible, and besides the elderly, we're back to migrants and refugees. Running errands from the Acorn Farm, someone on public radio yesterday was going on and on about the waves of people coming into European countries from Syria and the Middle East these days as refugees from the Civil War, or are they economic migrants? The reporter was arguing that this is a political issue, which it is, but fortunately, by the end of the piece, they admitted it didn't change the fact that we had to do the right thing no matter what label was placed on it. Another commentator reminded the American listener that we needed to be careful tut-tutting, since during the heart of the Depression in 1930, we had forcibly removed an estimated 1 million Mexicans, 60% of whom were American citizens, in a so-called repatriation to Mexico. These same pictures of people on trains would have been of U.S. trains from Los Angeles and other cities to the Mexican border. This atrocity is news to many, if not most of us. The real solution to this invisibility problem for the elderly, poor, immigrants, and others is not big data in all likelihood, but being willing to look around us in the first place. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.